Mid-December storm saw up to 24,000 customers without power, some for hours, some more than a week. EWEB spokesman Joe Horowitz says at its peak,
we had 24 outside crews to supplement the 5 crews that EWEB had. They worked 18-hour days for 8 or 9 days.
Horowitz says EWEB is now exploring smart meters, which they're testing with some employees.
They're essentially digital meters that have a 1-watt radio in them, and they can communicate with the utility. So when someone's power goes out, the last thing that meter does is send a message to EWEB. Right now, we don't know if someone has no power until they call us.
As to outage prevention, Harwood says many people want aggressive tree trimming near power lines. But then as weather warms up,
our tree crews take a lot of guff from customers because a lot of the people whose trees are getting trimmed, they don't like their trees being trimmed.
EWEB says December's outage cost more than $4.2 million, which they'll try to get FEMA to cover. Brian Bull, KLCC News.